Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome once again to a special music edition of Conversations with B and Rob. I am one of your hosts, B. Unfortunately, Rob couldn't make it in this evening, so it will just be me and our wonderful musical guest, Matt Cousin. Before Matt gets in, I'm going to go ahead and get a good start going and play one of the songs from his solo debut CD called Every Step. Enjoy it. Be right back with you.
Out for the phone.
Girl,
I want
right, everyone, once again, that was Matt Husson with Every Step, and I believe he just came into the studio. Matt, is that you?
He certainly did. How you doing?
All right, how you doing this evening?
I'm fabulous. Thank you for having me again.
You better be fabulous. This CD is slamming, dude.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And thanks for coming back. Oh, it's just me and you tonight. Rob couldn't make it. I'm beat her up.
Oh, yeah, she's getting an email from me.
Huh?
She's getting an email from me.
I know, right? Strongly worded, too.
That's right. I know she's not sleeping. It's too early to be sleeping.
She better not be. I think she might be having some technical difficulties because, you know, I have to patch her through. She's in Florida.
Right, right.
And I couldn't get with her, and like, but I'm going to kill her because I was talking to her like 3-4 times today going over everything.
That's okay. It'll be just me and you tonight, darling.
That's all right. Ooh. I told you I got an allergy to Virgo, man. Don't play with me.
Hey, now. I'm just kidding.
Now, Matt, I saw somewhere that you're already working on CD number 2.
I am. You know what? I am. You know, we're just writers. We never stop writing.
Uh-huh.
And we never stop creating, and we never stop recording. So that's what I've been doing. I've been recording. I'm actually I'm doing a lot of experimenting. I'm trying to, you know, I have so much music in me that 1, 2, 3 albums will never be able to really show, you know, all that I'm really, well, what's going on in my head and in my heart. So I'm stepping out a little bit. You know, I'm going to have the classic Matt Husson style, but there's going to be, like, I'm recording a song now. The guy who mastered my album actually wrote a song. His name is Ron. He wrote a song, and it's very, like, Coldplay-ish.
So oh, cool.
I was like, you know, let me try something, just to try something different. I want to have a much more D'Angelo vibe on this CD, something a little sexier, something, you know. I did all the slow, sad love songs, so hopefully nothing bad will happen to me in the next year that makes me write those again. But, you know, I want it to be a little more upbeat, just to have something different.
Okay, so you mentioned D'Angelo. Can we expect, like, a how does it feel type video coming from you?
Woo! No, you cannot. You cannot. I don't have that much time to go to the gym. You know, if you want to put his video on, mute it, and play one of my songs during that'll work. But I don't think Mom would be too happy if I took my shirt off and pulled my pants down as far as they could possibly go. That is more power to D'Angelo, because you know how much I love D'Angelo. He's one of my favorite artists, so. But you will not be seeing a video like that from me.
D'Angelo-type music video. Yeah, yeah. Mom
exactly.
Maybe would kill you off of that one.
I know. My mom would disown me. There would be no more mom. She would say, all right, well, nice knowing
you. That is not my son.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, the first song we just played was Every Step. I love that one, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
So give me a little bit about what inspired that particular song, Matt.
Well, I actually wrote that song, you know, we had about 15, 16, 17 songs, and and there was just something missing. I don't know. I was just like, I'm not totally, you know, fulfilled the 11 songs that we ended up picking. So I was like, I need one more kind of midi tempo to up tempo that's just a little more grooving, because there's so many slow songs on the record, which is fine, but I like to groove too. I like to, you know, I like to play to a beat. So, I went through with a girl I was seeing over the summer. Something, you know, it just kind of broke apart, fell apart somehow. And that song literally was written in about 2 days, recorded on the third day, and just all the vocals and the drums were all recorded on the third day. And then I flew out to LA actually the next morning. About 5 hours after I finished recording all the vocals, and we added the horns. This great horn player, Sean Eric, from this little LA-based group called The Regiment, they play for a lot of people. Fantasia.
Yeah, the horns are sick on there.
Woo! He's crazy. He brought that song to the level I wanted it at, and the song was just made, and the way it ended up was just perfect. And then I had my friend from New Jersey add some drum stuff to it. I mean, it just came out. I'm so happy with the way that one came out.
Oh, Jersey in the house. You know I graduated school in Trenton. What's up, my Trenton people?
I didn't know. Oh, that's right. I didn't know that. No, we were down in West Orange, New Jersey.
I got some folk that live in there. What's up, Lisa? I think Lisa's still down there in Orange.
Lisa, what up, Lisa?
Yeah, what up? Now, you know, I did a sneak peek the other day. I popped your CD in and did a special just me and your Matt's music show, you know, so I was over here grooving.
Oh.
And I had a lot of people, my MySpace people, were like, oh, he's cute.
Oh.
And a couple of them want to hit on you. I said, oh, no, you got to come, you got to talk to Matt, see what's going on.
They got to listen to their body album first. Before any of that. I need sales. I need sales.
I was pumping you, though, and I told them they better tell you I sent you. I sent them to you, rather, because I was like, pick up 3-4 copies the whole time. But a lot of people were just quite surprised, you know, especially when they go to your page, you know, because your sounds, they're probably expecting, like, someone who looks like Brian McKnight.
No. You mean a black guy. Just say it. Just say it. Say it.
I'm
looking for a black guy.
Looking for a brother.
Looking for a tall, 6'4", buff dude, and they found this little 5'9" white guy. Singing to him.
You know, they were like, "Why he can sing?" I said, "I've been telling you guys, I've been pumping it. He got some skills."
Well, thank you. You know, please being on tour with McKnight for the past 3 years helps that vocal thing that I got going on. So,
you know, and a lot of it is a natural God-given talent, though. You
well,
know,
I appreciate
guys,
it. Yeah,
go to his MySpace page,
you know.
myspace.com/Matt Cousin, spelled C as in cat, U S. As in Sam, S as in Sam, O N as in Nancy.
That's right.
Go hit him up. You know, iTunes,
you
right?
iTunes, the CD's on iTunes. It's on iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon, all over Latmaster. So it's on every site you can buy music on, right?
Oh, okay. Cool. That's good to know. Now, what if they want a hard copy? Do you have a particular hard copy address?
I do. You know what? The hard copies will be sold on Amazon, probably within the next two to three weeks, they'll be up on Amazon and maybe CD Baby. I think we're working on CD Baby as well.
Okay,
so,
cool. Yeah, a lot of people
know
CD Baby.
Yeah, and as far as stores go, we're working on a deal right now with FYE.
Wonderful.
For at least the Northeast and major cities, but we may, you never know, it might go national. And then
gotta come down to the dirty.
Oh, of course. Cool. That's one of the cities. So, and then possible Best Buy situation, but we're not, you know how the music business is. I'm not counting on any of that. Right now, Amazon and CD Baby are the main spots.
Oh, well, I'll count on it for you. Now, I'll put that positive, you know, law of attraction and everything. Put it out there for Matt.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
To be out in the store. Now, I have another question here about song number 4. Am I correct in saying that Brian himself did that song before? But
song
you wrote it.
Song number four.
Good.
Yeah. That's a Brian song. You know what? That's a song. Yeah, that's on Brian's Anytime record from like 90.
I thought so.
Whatever.
And you wrote that?
No, I wish I wrote that.
Oh,
no,
you didn't write that?
No, girl, I was only like 16.
So?
I couldn't write like that.
I mean, what was
when
his
I was
name?
16, I was writing.
Careless Whispers at 16, so I mean, I'm quite sure.
Yeah. I wish that was my song, too.
I know, right?
But no, that was on Brian's Anytime record, and actually, about 3 years ago, me and Brian have been working together forever, and you know, we constantly fool with making an album and this and that. And he gave me a song called Over, which I recorded, and it came out really great. It didn't make the album, but you know, maybe the next one. And I just you know, for fun, I think before Christmas break, I had a day in the studio. I was like, you know what, let me just play piano and sing "Could" and see how it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out so great. And then the blessing on that song is Bill Myers, who originally did the strings on Brian's Could, who is my personal, just one of my musical soulmates. He's one of the most brilliant musicians I've ever had the pleasure to work with. He's done all of, most of Brian's strings. He's worked with Michael Jackson, Madonna, like you know, the bigwigs.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me up and said, you know, I heard your version of Could, I love it. Why don't you come by the studio and I'll put a nice orchestral vibe to it. And he, you know, I went down there in 3 hours, he had that done. And I was, that's one of my favorite parts of the album is his strings on Could. Because he, working with that guy was a dream come true.
Now, and that was my first time here in Shoshana as well, seeing
that girl
got
right there.
Thick vocals.
Oh, that's nothing. You pick up her album, too, Superhero, on iTunes as well. She's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Hello. Oh, sorry. Technical difficulties. My bad.
That's okay. I'm still here.
Okay, don't leave me. Okay, what we're going to do now is let Matt get a sip of water before I talk him to death, and we're going to play something else. I guess since we were just talking about Could, I guess I'll throw that out there for everybody.
Go for it. We love it.
All right, everyone. This is Matt with Could. Everyone, again, that was Matt Kusin with Shoshana, or Shoshana, I don't remember
Shoshana.
Her name, Shoshana Bean with Could. All right, we got a couple of folk in the chat room, Matt, and one has a question. Her name is Renee, I hope I'm saying it right. Is it Renee? Renee wants to know when you will perform in Atlanta. She says, your music is awesome, Matt. When will you perform in Atlanta?
You know, hopefully soon. Over the next month or two, we will be working on a lot of tour dates, a lot of possible opening acts, stuff like that. We just did the, what's the park, Chastain Park?
Mm-hmm.
Played Chastain Park.
Oh, yeah, you were here. Yeah, I forgot. I couldn't make that one.
McKnight, yeah, and Eric Benet. We were there, and I opened up there. That was just a couple months ago, I think. I don't even remember. But
yeah,
so we did Atlanta a little while ago, but I'll be back.
All right, you guys, he will be back. I'll keep everyone posted on there. And also, you can go ahead, like I said, and go to his MySpace page. And if you don't have the link, I'm going to post it in the chat room as well for you chat room folk. And go there. He puts his tour dates on there. And I see you're about to go out of the country, man. You going to pack me in a suitcase?
I'm excited. You want to come?
Sure.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. I'm really excited. I love
it. All right, y'all,
hear
that now.
Don't have
nobody snatch my hair or nothing like that.
You know, I keep my promises.
I'm going as security.
perfect. Yeah, I'm excited. This is maybe my second time in Europe, and first time was incredible, really incredible. I did a tour with Brian and Boyz II Men, Out of this world. It was incredible.
Yeah, I still love Boyz II Men. I don't care what anybody says.
Who doesn't, man? Still, you know,
haters.
They bring me back to my middle school days. And, like, tell me, where everything was cool and everybody would just walk around and sing End of the Road and I May Love You. And it was the best.
I know, right? Yeah, I threw some of those dates out, too, in one of my favorite cities you're going to be in, so I might have to sneak in your suitcase for Paris. I haven't been there in years.
Yeah.
And I love Paris.
Eat some crepes, drink some wine and cheese.
Oh, yeah, you know, I have to pick up the workout just to go there for a couple of days to eat.
Exactly.
Because I'm eating.
Exactly. You got to eat when you go to Paris.
Hell, yeah. You know, the men love me there, too, you know.
I bet they do. What do men love you here, too? I mean,
you know,
you're unstoppable.
Be scrub.
You got no problem with the men. We all know that.
Please, they scrubs, man. I need a good one.
I hear you.
I need a scrub not trying to live off my money.
I hear you, darling.
I got left that IRS didn't take. But anyway, that's a whole nother conversation.
Oh, that'll be the next radio interview.
I know, right? Bridget's problems with the IRS. They'll be like, no, you making money off the show, too. Forget that. We want that.
Yeah, exactly. We want it all.
See, you know, you get me on a tangent. I start clowning. But now we touched on some of your influences the last time, but we're going to go over them again because we got some new listeners. And again, if you're in the chat room and you're too shy to call in, you can just chat in, you know, type in your question, and I'll ask Matt. You shy folk, you. Matt doesn't bite, unless you want him to. You don't bite.
Sometimes. No, you know, what is not hard. Is that what Austin Power says? I don't know. I'm tired. I'm a little slow tonight.
That's all right. I've been riding the bus without my helmet today.
Exactly.
Licking windows and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Sticking your tongue on metal poles in the wintertime.
I know, and we actually have some snow and ice in Atlanta, too, so you know I'm
really?
All kind of, yeah.
Wow.
Been in the teens around here. This is some foolishness.
No, I just got back from Canada, and it was -20 down there.
Damn.
I've never walked outside and had my eyeballs freeze. It was so cold. I couldn't even, like, you didn't enjoy being outside. Like, usually when it's cold out, I'm up from Massachusetts right now, and, it's probably in the high teens, you know, 20s, and it's cold, but it's bearable. You walk outside with a winter coat on, you're fine. But I'm there. Winter coats do nothing. You might as well just walk out with some shorts. It'd be the same thing.
Dang, yeah. I told you I have a couple of friends up there. I was supposed to go up there and visit her, and then we kept postponing it. But now I'm like, we might have
to. Yeah, you better postpone it a few more months.
I know, for real. See, that's why I'm down here in Atlanta. I want four seasons. I don't need just cold. You know, I grew up in that in Trenton, you know, and I'm used to snow and stuff. But no. A sister needs some warmth in her life at least four or 5 months out of the year.
At least. At least.
Now, where are you based at, Matt? Are you based in Cali, right?
No, I'm in Massachusetts. I had enough of Cali. I did the whole album down there, and not the whole album, but I did a lot of the album, especially towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent a good 6-7 months. I'm back and forth between here and Cali, and I moved back. I drove cross country in November for the holidays, and I'm gonna stay. I'm here with my family in Massachusetts right now. I'm gonna stay here for a little while till I figure out, you know, where music takes me. If I'm going to go on a tour, I don't want to go buy an apartment in New York City and then leave for 3 months.
True.
So I'm trying to figure out where it's all going to hang me. But right now I'm in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh. I love it here.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's that, Midwest, right? I'm having a blonde moment. Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, isn't that Midwest?
Right above New York.
Yeah, okay. I told you I'm having
right above New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New England, Maine. That's
gosh.
They're all little states up here. They're all very little.
You know? All right, it was something else I had to ask you. I just had a brain fart, too, on top of that.
Talk about influences.
Yeah, that's what it was, influences.
I couldn't even begin to tell you. You know who I'll tell you, you know, because I remember I shot it out a long list of influences last time we talked. So I'll tell you what I'm listening to right now.
Yeah.
In my car, I have, all day today I've listened to a jazz trumpet player by the name of Sean Jones, whose album is phenomenal. Kim Burrell is on a couple songs, and we all love her. Who doesn't love Kim Burrell?
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Elling is on a couple songs. Really nice jazz trumpet album. You know, I still don't have one of the MP3 plugins in my car yet. So I have CDs. I have about 400 CDs scattered around my car that I just randomly grab, throw in, and they're all mixed CDs. So, you know, I've been listening to a little bit of everything lately. So I guess that kind of ruins the whole point of what I'm trying to say. But John Mayer's live CD is great.
Yeah,
that's a bad dude. What have I been listening to? You know, I'd say I got an iTunes card for Christmas, and I downloaded nothing but standards. I have millions of jazz standards, but I downloaded a lot of rare ones by rare people. And I've been listening to a lot of old standards lately. I'm trying to figure out, you know, I love to do covers on albums and stuff. So I'm going to do, probably two or three covers on this album. And I'm trying to figure out which ones to do. There's so many great ones, but none of them have stuck out like Comfortable did and Like a Lover did. So
I keep telling you I want you to do my song for me.
Which one was it?
That
song?
Jonathan Butler.
Oh, right. All right, well, I'll put that in the mix for sure.
You gotta give that another listen, man.
I will.
Either
put
the Do You Love Me or what was that, Cuddy Love? And I can't think of it right now. My two brain cells are fighting for control again. So.
No, but I remember when you told me about those two songs because I went and downloaded them on iTunes right away, and they're definitely both. Yeah. I would love to sing those songs.
Yeah, oh, yeah, see. Have the women throwing stuff at you like Teddy Pendergrass.
Exactly. That's what I need. I need stuff thrown at me on a constant basis. I think I can say this, though. The number one on my list of covers right now is a Harry Connick Jr. song called To See You.
Cool.
Harry is my favorite musician. I think just as a musician, nobody's messing with him. Like when I hear what the dude does, arrangement wise, writing wise, and you know he writes the parts, and I hear he conducts the orchestra on one side and the big band on the left side, and he's conducting both at the same time. I'm just like, what a fool.
he sounds like my favorite musician.
I'm telling you, I actually had a talk with Brian and his band and about this, and we couldn't come up with anyone of this day that's better than Harry Connick Jr. as far as just music goes.
Cool.
And playing, he plays everything. He's just one of those guys you hate when you're a musician because you're like, let me get a little bit of that talent. Let me just get a tad bit. So there's a song called To See You that he did with an orchestra on one of my favorite Harry Connick albums called To See You, actually, and I thought, you know, I was listening to it, and the lyrics are just breathtaking, and the melody and the chords are gorgeous. So if I could figure out a nice arrangement of that on the piano, I think that might be, you know, a little sneak peek of what I might do.
Yep, and speaking of piano, by the way, a lot of you guys, Matt is a very, very accomplished pianist.
Thank you. Pianoist.
You just said
pianoist.
I'm sorry. I told you I'm having my blonde moments, and then you're going to mess with
That's
me.
Okay. That one struck my funny chord. Piano.
Air.
I like that. I'm going to start saying that from now. I'm a pianoist.
Note to self.
And a singerist.
Matt, the next time you see him, for teasing you on air.
Pianoist, and I'm a singerist, too.
You're a singerist. He tickles the hell out of the ivories, okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's what I like to do. I like to tickle them.
Tickle the hell out of them. Oh, yeah, but, you know, you struck my chord. My favorite artist, of course, as most people know, is Prince. And some of my people, hey, Missy, Tanya, my girl Tanya's listening in. And, big up to Kev, a.k.a. Wig. I got to throw my shout-outs out there. But, you know, they know I'm a serious, because I even have when Prince changed his name to the symbol.
Yeah.
I had the symbol tattooed on my thigh.
Wow, you are a devoted Prince fan. I had Harry Connick Jr.'s face on my thigh, but it looked kind of weird, so I decided to get it.
Yeah, no, that would be weird. Well, see, thing is, the symbol for me, being a Gemini, I related to that, and that's another reason, not just because he changed his name to it, because like, right after I did it, he damn it changed his name back.
right. Wasn't he the artist formerly known or something like that?
Yeah, now he's back to known as whatever. That's still my boy, though.
that album that he put out, Rainbow Children, was ridiculous.
I have every album. Oh. You ever hear the Come album, though? That's like my favorite. That's because
I'm
awesome.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, the dude, even if he puts out a bad album, there's still a few
songs. It's still good. Yeah, because I have the Black album, too. I actually found a copy of that in an obscure record shop. And it didn't have his name on their title, but I knew exactly what it was.
You knew exactly what it was. You're a fan. You are definitely a fan.
Look, since I was 9 years old, don't play.
I know, I hear you. No, everybody, you got to love Prince. That's one. That's another dude that just,
let me get you
a little bit of that talent.
That right there is just sick. I remember the first time I saw him in concert, and just like you said about Harry, I was like, this man is so in tune to everything going on in the stage.
Yeah, stupid.
It was just stupid. I'm like, how does he do this? It's like,
right. My favorite Prince moment was in New York. I wasn't there, but I saw it when Lenny Kravitz was doing a concert. And Lenny Kravitz is real cute and stuff. And Prince came out during one of Lenny's guitar solos and just shredded him. And it was over. Like,
damn.
Prince said, this is how you play the guitar.
Right.
And it was good. No offense to Lenny. I love Lenny. He's great.
I know. I love Lenny, too.
But Prince, whoo.
But yeah, he was hurt.
Exactly.
Yeah, that guitar, I was listening to, gosh, what was that the other day? I think I've got one of his 3-disc CDs in there. Oh, Fury, that's the one.
Yeah.
Oh, that song guitar is sick.
It's ridiculous.
That is
it's just ridiculous.
And my children laugh at me because I'm sitting in there doing the air guitar.
Oh, you got it. Prince is the reason why a lot of people play air guitar.
Hell yeah. But I mean the fake air guitar. There's no guitar. I'm just playing
the
air.
That's okay. That's the same thing. You could fool some people. You never know.
But okay, let's give him another song. What should we give him, Matt?
It's up to you. I'm going to leave it up to you.
I'm going to put my favorite one on there again. I know you guys might be tired of hearing this, but like I care. It's my show. This is how I first met Matt, you guys. This is one of my all-time favorite songs. It's called You Don't Have to Hurry Home.
Cool.
You know I love this song, Matt.
My girl.
All right, we'll be right back with Matt. So you guys enjoy You Don't Have to Hurry Home.
Comes the clown, he's hiding under my feet as the night lays me down. And just like a dream, I curled you up underneath the sheets with me. And I don't want to let go, cause the backdrop will fade. I've made my mistakes, but the smiles on your face must be doing something right here to stay. You don't have to hurry me home. I don't wanna be alone.
right, everyone. If you're just joining us, you were just listening to my favorite Matt Kloosson song. You don't have to hurry home. In fact, I'm still at his house. No, let me stop playing.
Yeah, a long way to go.
I know, right?
1,000 miles away or something. Yeah.
Shoot, and a sister is not driving. You mentioned you did that cross-country thing before. I've done that before, Matt.
Oh, several times.
I first moved out to California. It was me, my two kids, a cat, and the biggest rider truck I could rent to hold all my stuff.
Lovely.
Made it in like 30 hours, I think.
That's
I had truckers giving me props.
I can't. Oh, my God. That's a fast trip across the country.
I got a heavy foot.
Guess so.
Plus, I didn't want to stop anywhere. I'm kind of skittish sometimes. I know, believe it or not. And I was right. Like, and then I was like, no, I got to get through Texas.
Oh, isn't that the worst?
Yes.
Driving through Texas is the. It seems like it lasts 29 of the 30 hours.
Yes.
Ride.
And it's like, damn, tumbleweeds. I'm like, no,
oh,
I'm not.
Oh, my God.
It's
a long drive. It makes the cross-country drive that much longer.
Yep. Okay, how many CDs you got? It's like, okay, Texas does
exactly.
Not
win. Exactly. Nothing helps Texas.
Yeah, I think I stayed out in Cali for 3 years and got tired of it myself because I'm like, you know, us northerner folk, we're used to real people and realism.
Exactly.
And a lot of Cali, 9 out of 10 people I met there were just straight up phony. I'd go to the gym, Matt, and these chicks would have face full of makeup, hair. I'm like, you're
in
the gym.
You go to the gym to get looked at. You don't go to the gym to work out.
That's what it was wrong, huh?
You know, I used to go to the gym every day, too. I used to go to LA Fitness every single day. And I used to wake up and go with a bandana on my head with the clothes I was wearing, and I felt like a garbage, like it was terrible because you see these buff-looking dudes and these girls, you know, with perfect 10 bodies, and I'm like, wow, I do not belong.
I'm like, y'all are lipoing yourself, silly.
Exactly. You know, you're not working nothing out. You ain't got surgery.
They be on the treadmill with the phone, and I'm
exactly. Because
I'm like, the showers are to be cute because I'd be cute after now.
I walk
out and dudes would drop their weights then. I'm like, nah, because I came to sweat. What you talking about?
Exactly.
So I was like, let me leave because I'm a native New Yorker. I'm from Trenton.
Yeah.
And I may hurt one of these sisters around here with
exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, I'm going to throw some musicians out there that I like and I've liked because I'm kind of old school. You know, I'll be 38 in May, so I'm straight up old school.
That's nothing.
I know, right? I still got it. I'm 19 with 18 years experience.
Exactly.
Glenn Jones. You remember him?
Of course. Great. I haven't listened to him in a long time, but yeah, definitely.
I was on my old school kick the other day, so I was like, that Here I Go Again, that used to be my jam.
Oh, that's a jam, without question.
Gerald Levert.
Bless his soul. He was a singer, man. That fool poured his heart into every single song.
Yep. I was on his the Private Line album. That was my song.
Of course. I go all the way back to the Rude Boys.
Oh, man. Yeah, you just took it back.
All over your face. Oh, stop it.
Oh, shit. You took it back.
Come on, hey, who are you talking to?
Hey. Then you just, oh, Lord, okay, you sang a little bit and stuff. Don't do that to me, Matt. You got a warm baby.
This weather's been kicking my butt, so I'm a little under the weather. But, you know, you mentioned Gerald Levert, and I got to sing something.
Okay, and you just took it out. An obscure group, they had one CD out. I forgot what happened to them. I believe they were with Madonna's label, her short-lived label. Mm-hmm. UNV.
UNV had two albums out.
Did they?
And
I only got the first one.
I think they had three. Did they have three? I don't know. But, yeah, they were great. What was my song for them? I'm falling out of love with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
That was
a sick cut right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those boys harmonized the hell out of that song.
Absolutely. And they, Brian worked with those dudes, I think, on a couple songs. So that's how I know them. They
cool.
Were dope.
Oh, and then, of course, you can't. How about Shy, the Atlanta boy?
Shy, of course. We all know Shy. Man, I don't even have to say anything. We all love Shy.
Al Green. What's your favorite Al Green cut?
Favorite Al Green, man. How do you pick one? I mean, love and happiness is ridiculous.
Yet.
You know, if you gotta, you know, I think I just got sick of the song and singing it at weddings when I was younger and everything, but Let's Stay Together is such a classic, beautiful song.
Yeah, but yeah,
you know, everybody says I'm cliche when I say that, and I'm like, no, I mean, listen to it. It's a great song.
It really is, though, but I know it will make you sick if they do
sing. Oh, my God, I've heard it so many times and sang it so many times. But it's, I mean, when you think of his best song, that's up there.
You're right, though. Yeah, definitely. Teddy P, since we're on there, Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh, yeah, I just listened to him, like, I think it was on New Year's Eve, I was listening to Teddy P. Has playing on the laptop in the background while I was with my girl.
Oh, so you just, oh, I just heard some heartbreaks.
Ah, whatever. that's what happens.
See, the last time he was on my show, everybody, he was single, y'all were slipping.
See, they were too slow.
You guys were slow. Somebody, he wasn't going to last on the market that long. You guys were slipping.
Well, I have been single for 6 years, so it was time for me to find somebody.
Wow.
She's the sweetest girl. I met her in Cali.
How about
Cali.
You? Don't say MySpace.
I met her on MySpace. No, I met her in Cali.
Okay.
It was a quick meeting, and we just kept in touch on MySpace. And
okay, well, you didn't meet her on MySpace.
No, I have met some people on MySpace, but never dated them.
Okay.
They show up at my shows and stuff. You know, MySpace was great for that.
Okay. So you guys, he's off the market. That answers your question. I'm not going to say my girl name. That answers your question.
But musically, I'm so on the market, so don't forget to buy the CD.
Okay. And look here, you tell Miss Thing, if she breaks your heart like the other chicks did, she better watch out for me.
I think she's listening, so you can tell yourself.
You better not break my friend's heart.
There you go.
Better do him right. If you're shady, you're going to have to watch out for this New Yorker.
No, he is the sweetest little thing you'd ever want to meet.
All right. She has to be, though, if you're hanging with her. Okay, now, you know what? We were harboring on the men folk as artists.
Mm-hmm.
How about the old school women?
Okay.
Let's not leave them out.
Of course.
My favorite tortured artist, Phyllis Hyman.
Oh, my God. You kidding me? You can't leave that name out of even the men category. Phyllis Hyman was...
That she's just all around, huh?
Exactly. No, I listened the other day with Anita Baker. Her, like, old, like...
oh, yeah.
You bring me joy, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Anita's sick. A lot of people just discounted Anita. She couldn't sing. I'm like, y'all are stupid.
No,
Anita. I was hoping she was coming out with something. I think she did a show not too long ago, maybe last year.
Right.
And I was like, ooh, is she coming out with something? And then nothing, like Sade. Anybody find Sade, just slap her for me because she's overdue.
Sade needs a slap. Yeah, she does. Sade is my girl.
I know, right?
she needs something.
And she and I have the same habit.
Don't try anything new. Just keep it the same.
She's one of the few that can come out with a CD, and you don't even have to know us out, and then that sucker will sell out and so will concerts.
Exactly. Because,
like, her last one, I didn't see a lot of her label's publicity. I just happened to be rolling through Lenox Mall one day, and I was like, Sade, she got a new album, bought it, and I was like, oh, fell in love right there with Sade's new album.
Exactly. That's what she does.
Now, you know I'm a big reggae head, so let me know if you know any reggae artists other than Bob Marley.
Oh, no. You might have stumped me on this one, but go ahead. Actually, you know who I was listening to today was Femme Cootie.
Now, I don't know that one.
Ah!
you can write that down. And I'm like,
is it?
Hot me.
I got you.
You did, though. Let me write that down.
You need to check out the song Water No Get Enemy with D'Angelo. Forget about it. It's ridiculous.
Okay,
and I'm biased to D'Angelo. We all know that. But this song is ridiculous.
Okay. I'm going to have to peep that after the show tonight.
Like right after the show.
There's one that he's not Jamaican, but I recently discovered this guy. And I've heard his music before on like mixes, because you know how Jamaicans love to do mixes. His name is Gentleman. I believe he's from Germany. He's got a MySpace page too.
Okay. I'll have to check him out.
Gentlemen, that dude is sick. In fact, if you go to my page, Matt, you'll hear his song on there because I have one of his songs on there.
Okay.
It's one of the Roots songs. And I mean,
oh,
he's one of those conscious people, too. but his voice and stuff, I'm like, hey. And he's another one that surprised you because you hear him and you just know he's about to be black.
Oh, he's a white dude, huh?
Yes.
German.
German. Tall, lanky white dude. And I'm like, what? And no dreadlocks either. I was like, what?
Well, maybe I do know him. I think I've seen him around, yeah.
Probably have. And I was like, okay. And then I heard some. I was like, I didn't know that was him. Two and two together.
All right, I'll check him out.
Cool. All right, I'm not going to keep you much longer. I guess we'll throw one more song out, and then we'll wrap up because I know you need your rest. Buddy?
This just started.
I know, right? And you got a tour coming up, so let's see. Any picks for the last song for tonight's show?
Play Heaven because it's sexy. It feels like a sexy night.
All right, we're going to play some Heaven. That's what I'm talking about. Sexy.
Thank you, B.
All right, we're going to end it with Heaven. Thank you, Matt, for coming in.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, and
my
I can't
pleasure.
Wait for you to get back to Atlanta so I can finally catch you live. I keep missing
Absolutely.
You.
No, we'll definitely make that happen.
Okay, and then the All drink's
right.
on you, right?
maybe.
See, I snuck that drink in there.
Yeah, I'm about, you can, this, if you come backstage, there's a whole thing of free drinks. You can have one.
You better ask Eric Bidet how I drank all his beer that time. But anyway.
Oh, God.
I didn't mean to.
Like
no,
drink.
That was his Heineken. That's all I drink.
You like your drinks.
Hey, and I was thirsty, and we were waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing I know, I drank four of that six-pack. My bad.
That's okay.
But
Eric
anyway.
Doesn't care.
I know, right? He's really cool, peeps.
Exactly.
But anyway, thanks again, Matt, for coming in.
My
love
pleasure.
You, man. Much
love
happiness
you too.
To you. Hey,
Likewise.
Matt's girlfriend, thanks for listening in.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Kelly.
All right. And if you guys, don't forget, you can go to www.myspace.com/Matt Kusin and get all his tour dates. His CD is available on anywhere that you can download a CD, the major ones being iTunes and Amazon.com. And if you need further information, just hit me up in the chat room or on the Blog Talk Radio page, and I will forward it to you. All right, Matt, I'll talk to you later. And you guys, we're going to end it with Matt Kusin's Heaven.
Bye.
So good with no clothes. It drives me crazy. All the love we compose. I think I love you. Do I dare? I think I've had enough. But you're still there. So imperfect. But girl, it's heaven. Girl, it's heaven. Then, baby, when our bodies combine. Can't tell your skin from mine. Oh, am I in trouble? Am I in pain? I'm not mad enough. I just not care. So imperfect. Regret saying later, but I'm feeling like I want some more, even though it's was nothing close to what I'm looking for, but I gladly accept being a fool. Just to look into your eyes and lose myself in you. I wanna do it again. We are so unfair. We're so unfair. But girl, it's heaven. Girl, it's heaven.
Again, that was the last song of the evening by Matt Kusin, and that was Heaven. I do hope everyone who listened in enjoyed the show tonight. I do thank you for your time and coming in. And again, thanks, Matt, for coming again and sharing with us your music and just your wonderful personality. All right, you guys, I'm out. Again, thank you again for coming on and listening to Conversations with B and Rob. We'll be back with our regular format probably next week for those of you who remember our crazy format. But anyway, have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Be good to yourselves. Be good to others. Peace out.